Hello, I'm Rob Cameron. I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft here with Bytes by MSDN. And our guest today is Guido from Archetype. Hey, Guido, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Rob, thanks.
Yeah, and why don't you tell us a little bit about your role at Archetype?
Sure. I'm the chief of creative at Archetype, and Archetype is really kind of a hybrid company. We do both design and development work.
Okay, cool. So we just had through the Mix 10 keynote for Monday, and during the keynote we announced Silverlight and XNA for the Windows Phone 7 series device as the programming model. Mm-hmm. And there are some great demos, and I know from personal experience that Archetype worked on two of those. Why don't you give us a quick overview?
Yep. So we worked on the Associated Press AP mobile app, which was absolutely awesome. It came out so well. And then we also worked on the Marionette app, which was the one where Scott Guthrie created kind of that puppet with Steve Ballmer, and he had him hitting his head on the side of the phone. Everyone was laughing.
And that one was hilarious. So that sounds great. So as a creative lead for Archetype, you know, which application did you find sort of the most challenging, or you know, where were the one that you really, you know, had to invest in?
Yeah, so I think the Associated Press was one that we really took to heart because we wanted it to look absolutely gorgeous. It was such a big name, and it was such a big deal for us to get that project. So we worked really hard to get this really killer look for it, and we researched that a little bit by prototyping in After Effects. Okay. We wanted to create these kind of 3D swooping animations that would blow everyone away, and we knew we could recreate that in Blend, but there was this question about performance. You know, can the phone really handle this? And that was a big challenge for us.
Yeah, sure, because, I mean, the phone, you know, very powerful device, but it's still not a desktop.
Yeah, it's still not a desktop. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
It's a phone.
So now I'm going to have a little fun here. I'm going to ask you a question, and the question will help us understand who Guido is. So I'm going to give you two choices, and you just pick the first one that comes to mind.
Okay.
All right, so Mac or PC?
PC.
Awesome. So I'll say Kirk or Spock?
Spock.
This is a tricky one. Jacob or Edward? Think werewolf or vampire?
I would have to say neither. What's the name of the girl? Bella.
There you go. Okay, there you go. All right, we'll let that one slide. And no, that's great. So thanks a lot for joining us, and it was great chatting with you. So you've covered the creative side of this application, but what we're going to do now is we're going to bring in Luigi to talk about the developer side. So with that, we're going to take a quick time out. Okay, we're back. And so we're going to pick up our conversation. We had just spoken with Guido, who is the chief of creative at Archetype. And here with me now, I have Luigi from Archetype, who covers the developer side of the applications that we were discussing. So we just talked about a little bit the AP Mobile app from Associated Press and the Marionette app. And I was just wondering, you know, if you just want to start with the Marionette app, like what were the developer challenges with the application that you had encountered?
So that application was actually a really fun one for us. And one of the things that we got to prototype, which we'd been speaking about for a long time, was kind of a character animation system, a bone system. And anyone who's familiar with any kind of 3D game development will really understand where that comes from. Mm-hmm. So we got to prototype that in Silverlight and Blend specifically. And one of the coolest things we did was we actually built pretty much as a plugin system to Blend a character animation system where you could place your nodes, create keyframes, animate them, and you could see that in the application where he was actually wired up and would, you know, stand properly, and then when he went to ragdoll mode, his limbs would align properly and so on. So there's this whole other process to it that was a ton of fun to build.
No, it was great. I mean, when you really shook the phone, you could kind of see him like bouncing around, you know, really good.
Yeah, we really wanted that response.
Yeah, no, it was great. And so that was, and I noticed the voice, with the Marionette app, you had the little spinner for adjusting the voice. Like, how was building that as far as from a developer standpoint?
You know, we actually prototyped that by building our own pitch shifting, and the way that we did it was so that it would be invariant with time. So basically, time would stay the same and pitch would change. Okay. But then when we got to the device, we realized that we could get really good performance out of the existing pitch shifting techniques that are exposed through XNA.
Okay.
And so we ended up using that. It does shift time a little bit, but the good thing is that the performance is absolutely great, and it actually makes it kind of fun that it slows down and speeds up a little bit.
Oh, wow. So you bring up a great point, the fact that, you know, even though this application was written in Silverlight, because Silverlight and XNA are both part of the platform, you can call, you basically were calling XNA assemblies with...
Right, it's one of the coolest features, I think, the fact that you do get full access to all the references, all the reference files and DLLs that are on the device, and so you can do a lot of cool stuff on top of what you can already do with Silverlight. So it's Silverlight and more.
No, that's great. So So that was the Marionetta application. Now we're going to shift gears over to the AP Mobile app. So as a developer, what were the sort of the, so you know, we just heard from your twin brother, Guido, about the design side of it. So what was the developer side?
From the development perspective, you know, once we saw the design team come up with such an amazing concept, we really felt that really hit home with what the phone was trying to do and what we wanted as a vision for that application. And the challenge was really trying to deliver that in a way that was performant and also in a way that was completely dynamic. We wanted to make sure that we weren't just building a demo, we were building an application. We wanted it to really be the Associated Press application. So to do that was obviously challenging. We only had 3 weeks. So we took it first, you know, from the data perspective, we tried to get everything wired up right, and then we took it into an actual, you know, how are we going to do these transitions? We built a panorama, we built all those controls, we made everything function, and then we spent a lot of the last week just dialing performance and making sure that we really had this thing running buttery smooth on stage.
Yeah, no, it looked great. So the panorama was the side scroll horizontally back and forth.
Correct.
Now did you guys, was that one contiguous, or did you end up breaking it up into...
So we ended up using separate images for each panorama instance,
okay.
But a lot of them do end up creating an entire panoramic experience where the images are connected. It kind of depends on which section of the application you're in. If you're reading a single article, we'll surface a large image which actually encompasses just the context of the article. So I believe on stage they showed the Obama article, which had in the background the Capitol Hill image, and it kind of went from one part of the image to another part of the image. And then in the top news section, you could see that it pulls in the first image of the first article, and then when it goes to the most popular, which is right next to it, it'll pull in the first image of that first article. So it's kind of contextual.
No, that's great. So thanks for the information. It's a great overview. And so now I'm going to ask you the psychological profile question so that we can learn more about the Luigi brother of the Russo brother. So I'm going to ask you two things, and you can just pick the first one that comes to mind. So the first one is Mac or PC?
I'm definitely a PC, but I play nice with Macs.
Okay, cool. All right, so Spock or Kirk?
Spock.
And then Edward or Jacob?
I think I'm all for the wolves.
There you go. Awesome. Well, thanks a lot, Luigi, for joining us. And thanks for watching Bytes by MSDN.